And I'm joined on the line by Emily Hawkes, who is from the Curve Foundation. So very good morning, Emily.
Hello, lovely to be here.
So for people out there who may not know who the Curve Foundation are, tell us a little bit about the work you do there.
So Curve Foundation is basically a charity based in Chelmsford, and we provide support for children, young people and their families who are suffering with mental health issues, and that covers a very broad spectrum. We are currently, with the funding that we've received, and obviously we're constantly fundraising to continue this service and expand it, because we have literally had an overwhelming response. And we also provide counsellors 3 days a week at a local secondary school in Chelmsford to help some of these young people who are suffering with mental health issues, who have maybe gone to their doctors and are being referred to a more specialist like a counsellor, but are waiting. The waiting lists are ridiculous since COVID and the effects of the pandemic. It's been absolutely crazy. So we're going into schools as a standalone service to offer counselling 3 days a week. And we want to try and get that to 5 days a week to support these students. I think, you know, children of all ages, we've noticed, it's had a big impact and a big effect on, you know, anxiety, depression, their self-esteem, their confidence. We're obviously working in the secondary school, but our services still spread far and wide to younger children as well, who maybe, you know, where they've been off, where we've all had to kind of be indoors and not allowed to go to school, go out, see our friends. It raises anxiety then for when the children did have to go back to school and did have to then integrate back into their classrooms or in society.
I can hear you've got a little one in the background there.
I'm so sorry. She was asleep. She's just woken to say hello.
She wanted to join in with the conversation.
She did.
No worries. Tell us about your role there. So what do you do on a day-to-day basis?
So on a day-to-day basis for Curve, I basically work a lot with families, and I work on kind of the PR side of things, getting our name out there, speaking to radio stations like yourself, speaking to newspapers, just trying to raise awareness of the charity, and then also helping with fundraising campaigns. We're at the moment, there's a big, big push for us to try and get funding in for us to be able to provide this service, as I said, like full time in schools. At the moment, we're able to put counsellors in 3 days a week, which is fantastic, and it's had an amazing impact on the children. But there's still such a need for it, and we've got a very long waiting list of children that are also needing and wanting the service. So part of my role is to liaise with the school and the pastoral team there, and then go out and try and get corporate sponsorship, fundraising, just doing all we can really to get our name out there.
Now, May is both Teenage Self-Esteem Awareness and National Walking Month as well.
It is indeed, yes. So we launched our Miles Over Mind campaign, which you can see on our website. We launched that at the beginning of May, and we've had some amazing support. We've got some local people who are walking it for us, including some teenagers as well from Chelmsford. And basically, it's a campaign where we were asking members of the Curve community to raise funds for Curve by walking and tracking their miles throughout the month of May. And I know a lot of charities jump on this as well, which is brilliant. So there's been a lot of people out there walking, running, scooting, cycling, and it's been amazing, and we've had an amazing response, and we've got some amazing people who will be putting on our website once they've completed their miles and putting them on our social media, who have walked it for us, which is fantastic, and in the process have raised some much needed funds for the charity.
Now, if people want to get involved, you can go. They've got a great website, which is allthewscurvefoundation.org.uk. And if you're a business out there and you want to get involved and sponsor, or you know, or you're an individual and you want to get involved, all you need to do is go there and have a look at the fantastic work they do, because it's making a difference to young people's lives every single day.
Yeah, definitely. And if anybody wants to come and volunteer, we're always on the lookout for volunteers for our events, even if you can only volunteer on an ad hoc basis. And like you said, yes, any businesses out there who are looking for a charity, you know, mental health is on the rise, and especially in young people. And we just want to be able to keep this service going. And like you said, the impact of COVID has really affected the children and young people out there, and they're our next generation, so we need to look after them.
Well, you can hear the next generation in the background.
I think you might have, as well.
I think you might have a singer there, possibly.
Oh gosh, I know. She's looking at me as if to say, what am I doing?
It's lovely to talk to you finally, Emily, and obviously keep us updated during the year with more of the things you've got going on.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Michelle. It's been fantastic.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.